Peace talks resume in Macedonia today after a major setback yesterday. Western mediators are trying to work through the final obstacles to an agreement between the Macedonian government and ethnic Albanian political leaders. Albanian rebels launched an insurgency last February demanding civil rights and a greater share of power in Macedonia. NPR's Guy Raz is in the Macedonian capital, Skopje. Morning, Guy.
Good morning, Renee.
Yesterday, Western officials said a peace deal was virtually assured. What happened?
Well, Macedonian leaders were insisting that no agreement could be reached unless the ethnic Albanian gunmen first give up their weapons. So what happened was that representatives for both sides, the Macedonian and the ethnic Albanian sides, temporarily withdrew from the talks.
What prompted this demand now, though, from the Macedonian side?
Well, the Macedonian leaders are under a lot of pressure from their constituencies around the country. But the Western diplomats who are involved in the negotiations are privately saying that some of the ethnic Macedonian politicians are simply trying to derail the talks. Macedonia's prime minister, a fellow called Lupcho Georgievski, he's never made his opposition to the talks a secret. I mean, he really opposes them. So it's a bit problematic because he's always said that a heavy military response to the insurgency would be the best solution. So the fact is that while peace negotiations are taking place in southern Macedonia, you have ethnic Albanian guerrillas in the northern part of the country who are still occupying several villages, and they're very well armed.
Guy, before this latest snag, how much progress had been made in these negotiations?
So far, the negotiators for both sides agreed to boost the number of Albanians in the national police force. As it stands, only about 6% of the country's police officers are Albanians. The other big compromise was that the parties agreed to allow the Albanian language to be used as an official one in areas of the country where more than 20% of the population is ethnic Albanian. And probably most importantly, all future legislation that affects the ethnic Albanian minority in this country must be passed by at least a half of the Albanian members of parliament, in addition to a majority of Macedonian legislators.
What then remains to be done?
Well, the biggest sticking point is what to do with some of these insurgents. The Macedonian government and the people here would sort of regard the insurgents as terrorists, so it would be a bitter pill for them to swallow if the government extends amnesty to some of these rebel commanders. The other problem is how to resolve the question over the constitution. The preamble to Macedonia's constitution calls it a nation of the Macedonian people. Ethnic Albanians have argued that that wording implies that Macedonia is a country for Macedonians of Slavic origin. So there's likely to be a compromise on that issue where the preamble will read Macedonia is a country of the citizens of Macedonia.
And if and when a final agreement is reached, what happens then?
Well, once the agreement is reached, the federal parliament here has 45 days to ratify it. Yesterday, a NATO spokesman here in Skopje said that NATO-led peacekeepers could be deployed in Macedonia within 48 hours of that agreement being ratified. Something like 3,500 NATO-led troops would be deployed here to help disarm ethnic Albanian gunmen and to stabilize the region. They'd only be here for about 30 days.
NPR's Guy Raz in Skopje.